Eddie and Jude Schoenemeyer run the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project. Their mission is to preserve Colorado's apple-growing legacy. They do this by building a repository of apple genetics and reintroducing old varieties to consumers. One type of apple had eluded them for years, the Colorado orange. It was popular more than a century ago, but it had fallen out of favor and was believed to be extinct. Their search led them to a grower in Canyon City, Colorado. He invited the Schoenemeyers to take a cutting from an unusual tree in his orchard that he felt was a Colorado orange. It took a couple more years of research, using old watercolors and wax apple models of apples. But finally, recently, Addie and Jude Schoenemeyer successfully identified that cutting as the long-lost Colorado orange. What's so special about it? For one, it has the power to make some people remember it 80 years after first tasting it. When I interviewed Jude Schoenemeyer recently, he mentioned that a few years back, the man in Canyon City had provided some apples from that unusual tree to a local event.
They did a heritage apple tasting, and folks that were in their 80s and 90s back then saw Paul's apple and said, yes, it's a Colorado orange.
They remembered an apple they hadn't tasted since they were children. I had to ask Schoenemeyer more about it. Had those people accurately recalled an apple from their childhood more than 80 years ago?
Yes, we see that here too, and sometimes they're right and sometimes they're wrong. But it is really, really helpful if you can have some of these folks, and we see that here with people that grew up knowing what Thunderbolts were or some of these other varieties that may be rare or maybe just not normally found in a grocery store anymore. I mean, even something like a wine sap, you know, they would know what those are. It can be really helpful, but it's not definitive. We have, you know, in Canyon City, because the apple was from Fremont County there, from Florence, there's a lot of people that still remember that apple there and remember it fondly.
Jude, what does the Colorado orange taste like?
It's got a bit of an acidity zing to a little bit of a subacidity. It has a little bit of a citrusy kind of flavor to it. People think apples and they think tart apple or sweet apple. And there are so many more flavor profiles for an apple than that. You know, they have spiciness to them. They can have a lot of zipper zing to them. They can be kind of just real mellow and pleasant. They can be very sugary. This is one of these apples where it's a fairly complex, has a little bit of sweet to it, but has some tang to it, but it has a real kind of pleasant, rounded flavor to it, too.
Why did such an apparently popular and flavorful apple such as the Colorado orange die out?
The Colorado orange, the thing it had against it was that it was a yellowish-orangish apple that could sometimes be red at a time when America was moving away from this great diversity of cultivar varieties, of number of apple varieties. By the early 1900s, all of that explosion of varieties, these tens of thousands, up to 17, 18,000 varieties of apples, started to decrease. People moved off the farms. People lived further away from the farms in cities. They weren't farming, so they were relying on transportation systems and larger growers growing less varieties to ship further away. And in America, most people like the red apple. So the fact that the Colorado orange was not a red apple worked against it as these bigger markets factors of monoculture really came in by 1920s here in Colorado especially.
Jude, what's next for the Colorado orange? I know you're open about wanting to see this apple eventually return to grocery stores and farmers markets and restaurants. How does that process work?
Absolutely. That's the big goal, is that people will be able to get it back again. With that, our big goal is to get this out to as many people as we can. So we've sent the first day of quarantine here back in March when everything went into lockdown. We took bare root trees and cyanwood up to the mail store, you know, the mail room store here in Cortez, and had it FedExed across the country. It felt so important to make sure that we were not keeping them in one place. Most of the cyanwood that we collected this year, and about a half a dozen of the trees, went up to Scott Skokerbo at Fort Collins, who's a really good propagator up there. And then he can expand it within his circle of other propagators to make it available to people more easily again. We tried to get it out to the people that we best thought were going to be able to share it with more people the quickest. We're really hoping that this way of getting the material out to the best grafters we know and people that we know will turn around and share it is going to be able to get it out to people I hope within 5 years, hopefully under 10, those things will be on store shelves in Colorado.
Apples are obviously your labor of love. Why is their genetic diversity so important, and what role do they play in other items in the food chain and even in what we put on the dinner table?
People don't realize this, but Colorado used to produce way more apples than it did peaches. It was a big producer of apples, but it had a good, healthy orchard economy. Apples especially, and this is true of peaches too, but they grow better here. There's a combination of hot, sunny days, cool nights that allow flavors to sit. They allow the sugars to become more complex. The sun allows the fruit to get more beautiful. It shines more in the sun. So we really feel like there is a way forward of having orchards being a part of our future, just as they were a foundational part of our past. With the water resource here being so scarce and becoming scarcer, orchards have a real opportunity to do crop conversion from more heavily irrigated pasture or alfalfa, especially if it's not real profitable pasture land or real profitable alfalfa land, and especially if it was historic orchard ground. We see so much of this land out here being able to be replanted with these big old style orchards, grasses, drought tolerant grasses, drought resistant grasses underneath them, meadows with wildflowers that will be their own little ecosystems that will still be able to be grazable over time for animals, that will produce a fruit crop for the farmer. It'll produce some type, they could have some type of a meat crop there also as the trees get bigger. So it makes the farmland more productive. It helps to preserve and maintain the soil, and it protects the water resource that's here. There's so much room to expand the agricultural markets down here, especially in Montezuma County, but even over there in La Plata County. And orchards are a real substantial way of doing that. We really feel like they've got a place. That's this grant we just announced today that we got, the local food promotion grant to bring in. We got the grant to get the mobile cider press for down here. Now we'll have the ability to process the apples and take something that was just a lost crop and turn it into hopefully a $1 million industry here within the next 10 years or so.
That's Jude Schoenemeyer. He and his wife Addie run the Montezuma Orchard Restoration Project, also known as MORP, from McElmo Canyon, southwest of Cortez. You can see photos of the Colorado orange apple at ksut.org. Reporting for KSUT, I'm Mark Dugan.